You are listening to the podcast, episode 307.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Stop crying. Someone could listen.
But time.
That, yes, was Sound of Time by All My Fault, who are from Darmstadt in Germany. They were founded in 2003 by Steve Kai, who had just left his old alternative band, Somerside, where he sang backing vocals and played bass. He'd always had the idea that he didn't quite fit in an alternative combo, and after he'd left the band, he began writing more of his own music and performing solo in local clubs. We last played All My Fault back on episode 165, which is nearly 3 years ago now. We played their track Error, Abyss and the Pretty Accomplice, which I have to say is an awesome track name. If you want to find out more about All My Fault, probably the best place to go is their Bandcamp page, because their website seems to go in funny directions. Allmyfaults.bandcamp.com. So, welcome one and all. This is the Bugcast episode 307 from wherever and however you are listening, and currently not on Worldwide Indie Radio because the stream that powers that is currently not working. So sorry about that. But if you are listening, you're very welcome. On tonight's show, we have our usual fantastic mix of eight pieces of Creative Commons music, and we've got some stuff to talk about as we go along as well. As I mentioned to the people listening live, we are currently without Caroline because Alex, our son, is refusing to settle. And earlier on, those people in the live chat room were actually able to hear Alex screaming the house down, despite being on the other side of the house. So there you go. Anyway, enough waffling for now. We're going to have Caroline's first choice of the evening. This is Cool Cavemen with New Pirates.
On your head, it's a free mind. All in your heart, you're all so unfair. Hi, this is John from Canada, and when I'm not losing the game, I like to listen to the Bugcast.
Track was Olga Zilkova with I Miss You. She's from St. Petersburg in Russia. You can find out more about her by going to her VK profile, which is at vk.com/O_Zilkova. Now, I'm not going to spell that for you, but instead, if you go to the website at thebugcast.org, look up the show notes for this episode, which is 307, all the links to the music that we have played today will be in there. Now, we have played her before. We played a couple of her tracks. One was called Don't Lose Your Way. The other was Tonight. But this one I actually heard on episode 31 of Tux Jam. And I loved the track. And I'm surprised we hadn't played it before. But Yeah, very much, very, very much worth playing, I think, anyway. And before that, you heard New Pirates by Cool Cavemen. Now, they're from Lille in France. They are a story of a group of five enthusiastic and passionate friends. With the music... I haven't read this before. With the musical opening the size of an intergalactic black hole, we all aspire styles from less than 17 metres. Okay. This astonishing and sidereal advantage enables us to give rise to a fusion of genres where the attraction is so strong that the audience reach an increasingly critical size at each concert. That's what it says anyway. If you want to find out more about them, their website is at coolcavemen.com. Now, you see, this is where things start to fall over, where Caroline's made her choices and chosen some fantastic music. But when she puts her notes in, she tends to write them or copy and paste them in some cases for herself, so she understands what they're saying. But me going in blind as it is and not actually knowing what she's written, I haven't got a clue how it's supposed to be said. That's good, isn't it? Anyway, let's take this moment to say hello to the guys that are listening to us live in the chat room. We have got listening to us tonight Steve B, Alex UK, Amsterdam Mac, Ilken Yilmaz, Expat Paul, Laney Moggers 87, Popey P Squid Positron. I presume that's supposed to say Positron, but I can't be sure. Shy Mega, Theru, and Thistleweb. And also anybody who's listening to us live on Worldwide Indie Radio, and everybody listening to us on podcast around the world. There should be some kind of jingle in there, really, shouldn't there? Hey-ho. Anyway, let's crack on with some more music. Alex has gone to bed, apparently, so Caroline will be joining us very shortly. You'd think I'd had beer today, but I hadn't. This is Grace Kelly with Falling.
You know I'd walk for miles. If you were drowning, I'd jump right in. You know my heart lives on my sleeve, darling, I can't help myself. Oh, here's to falling, I'm falling in. I'm falling in, I'm falling in. Oh, here's to taking chances, I'm falling in. I'm falling in, I'm falling in. Oh, here's the new romances, I'm falling in. Just to know it's me he's smiling at. And when he holds my hand, my world just stops. I could die right here, right now in Happy Land. I'm falling in, I'm falling in. Oh, here's to taking chances, I'm falling in. I'm falling in.
It sounds so good, keep it going.
I'm falling in. Ooh, I'm falling in.
Are you falling in?
Oh, here's to taking chances.
I'm falling in. I'm falling in.
I'm falling in.
I'm falling in.
Oh, here's to
just the ladies, just the ladies, just the ladies. Come on.
I'm falling in.
the man falls.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Jean, the nice guy, and I listen to the Bugcast. Mais oui. Non, Dave, allez!
Who's this with the temple of contradictions? No, that's not me, I never do that. Don't try to tell me differently. Don't make me face up to my hypocrisy. 'Cause I've been spinning to the wind. I've been chasing fire. This wandering heart of mine's traded integrity for compromise. Can you help these concrete feet walk away from temptation? Godspeed. I'm weakening like the seams in my worn out faded jeans. Hey God, can you come and clean up my insides? I'm tired of whitewashing the outside. Here's my unfed heart bleeding down my sleeve. Can you hear it beating out? Forgive me, forgive me. Can you hear it beating out, forgiving me? I say I'm an honest person. So when did my tongue become coated with white lies? I say I'm a wholesome woman. So how come I've been in the dark too much with this guy? I feel like a basket that keeps trying to hold water. I feel like a traitor, kisses his friend then turns him over. Hey God, can you help these concrete feet walk away from temptation? Godspeed. I'm weakening like the seams in my worn out faded jeans. Hey God, can you come and clean up my insides? I'm tired of whitewashing the outside. Here's my unveiled heart bleeding down my sleeve. Can you hear it beating out? Forgive me, forgive me. Can you hear it beating out? Forgive me. Godspeed. I'm weakening like the seams in my worn out faded jeans. Hey God, can you come and clean up my insides? I'm tired of whitewashing the outside. Here's my
That was Anne Davies with a track called... Yes, called A Temple of Contradictions. Now, she's from Jackson in Mississippi. And her self-produced album called Letters, Prayers and Journal Entries, a compilation of thought-provoking upbeat tempos and ballads from the folk alternative artist, has been turning ears as it has travelled throughout the US and beyond by receiving quite favourable college radio airplay. Davies wrote all 15 tracks, and the organic feel of the melodies is attributed to the defining instruments that you'll find on the album. What I really wanted to go for was to put together a project using only real instruments, she says. And that meant no compromise using any kind of fabricated sounds, including drum machines. And that is exactly what you hear. Such instruments as the cello, violin, upright acoustic bass, mandolin, accordion, penny whistle, and the Uralian pipe. I don't know how you pronounce that. For me, I love that track, both the musical style and also her voice, her vocal timbre. Very similar to that of Amy Grant. She's one of my favourite female artists. If you listen to Amy Grant's album, Behind the Eyes, it's the same kind of Americana feel as this music is, and it's brilliant. Now, Anne actually wrote to us a couple of weeks ago saying, here, listen to some of my music, but it actually came through on SoundCloud, and I'm a little bit remiss at going through and checking out our SoundCloud stream. But as it happens, this track popped up on Jimendo, and Caroline, you said that you would have chosen another track of hers had I not got there first, so that's a good testament. If you want to find out more about Anne Davies, and davismusic.com.
Yes, and before that, it was Fallin' by Grace Kelly from Brookline in the US. While that was playing, Dave said, we've played this before, and I had gone through it with him. We played a track called Ready, Set, Stay on show 255. Completely different lyrics, but pretty much an identical tune.
Mm.
So that's what caught him out. For her, musicality is oceanic, and she dives into it boldly, exploring a multitude of genres. She's a singer-songwriter with an emotionally dynamic voice. She's masterfully expresses jazz, saxophone. She plays Americana to smouldering funk. She's also a masterfully expressive jazz saxophonist who creates a distinct aesthetic, reaching from traditional swing to fusion to world music. She's got over 8 albums, and she's explored these vast waters with panache, creating a stunning catalogue which is broadly appealing. You can find out more by checking out gracekellymusic.com, and it's probably interesting to note that when Dave played her, he got it from Cyber PR, and this is on Jimendo, profile managed by Cyber PR. And actually, I've been looking at her Facebook recently, and she's been singing with the likes of Tony Bennett.
I also read something on her website that she'd sung for Barack Obama as well.
Yes. She's pretty active and doing quite a lot of stuff with lots of good names.
Indeed. Excellent.
And sorry I was late, people, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, it's nice of you to show up.
I was sourcing out our son.
I did explain the reason why you weren't here, so...
It was Dave's fault part that was taking so long, because he fell asleep on me as I was laid flat.
No, Alex did.
Alex did. But once he was asleep, I couldn't get back up.
And if that's my fault how?
Because...
Exactly.
I wanted you to come and help me up, but I couldn't shout you because that would wake Alex up. Plus, you were listening to the show.
You could have phoned me.
So I managed to get up just, but it wasn't the most ladylike of ways of doing it.
No, I'd imagine not. Anyway, here in the UK, probably the most relevant piece of news that is about to go, live really in the next couple of hours. Here in England and Wales, should I say, from midnight tonight, same-sex couples can now legally get married.
Yes. There was also a news article that suggested that a fifth of Britons would turn down the invitation.
That's not surprising if you think about it.
Well, actually, it's funny enough because it came up in a conversation on a friend of mine on Facebook. My personal response was, if a friend invited me to their wedding, I would be honoured that that friend had invited me. Mm. So in my eyes, it wouldn't matter if they were marrying man, woman, frog, dog, whatever. I would be there to support them. Because in my eyes, I'm there for the friend. But it was actually quite interesting, that Fred, because a chap who is in a homosexual relationship but doesn't believe in gay marriage would openly reject a straight friend's invite to their wedding, because as much as they couldn't at the time do gay marriage, they didn't support straight marriage either, which was a really odd way of looking at it.
That's unusual.
And it was a very mixed mixed thread. One person said he would reject it because he doesn't agree with it. He would feel a hypocrite for going, which I can understand that as well. But I don't know. I think to me, you're being invited because a friend values your friendship. And whilst I personally, I'm already married to Dave, obviously, but I personally wouldn't marry another woman. I wouldn't.
Well, legally, you won't be able to now.
Well, I could be bigamist.
Bigamist,
but,
yes.
Yes. But theoretically, if we weren't married, mm-hmm. I wouldn't necessarily go down the aisle with a woman. I may not have met the right person. I don't know. But I would support any friend who did. Because the bottom line, in my eyes, love is love.
Yeah, absolutely. And I am inclined to agree. The thing that I'm worried about is with this going into law now, which I have no real opinion on. I think, you know, if somebody is willing to commit themselves to another person, then that's kind of it. One person committing their lives to another person.
That is why I just said love is love. That
exactly.
is the bottom line.
But because this law has gone live, or is going live, there's now the risk of people being viewed as homophobic because they don't agree with this. And I think there's a very, very fine line here between not agreeing with something and being homophobic.
Yes.
Now, homophobia, I'm not sure what the official translation is, but it's a hatred towards homosexuality or homosexuals as themselves.
Fred Phelps would have been a good example of that. He's the chap behind Westboro Baptist Church.
Yes.
He's died, by the way, and there's now a black African-American pastor that's going in the news talking about stoning gays, so where he's left, somebody's stepped into his shoes.
Interesting.
In a different guise.
But you can disagree with a concept and yet not be phobic,
yes,
of that concept.
As much as I personally wouldn't understand a friend shunning a friend because they didn't believe in their choice, on the same guise, you couldn't force that friend to go. Because even if they did go under duress, it wouldn't be an enjoyment to them. It would cause friction because they didn't want to be there. So it's like when they were going through all the different denominations and how they felt about it and the different churches giving their stance point, the Baptist Church are what they would call a neutral viewpoint. As a organisation or as a denomination, they voted to support gay marriage with the caveat that they wouldn't force any individual ministers to do it if it didn't sit right with them.
Mm.
So I think that is probably the fairest way to do it. We as a denomination agree with it, but if Joe Bloggs at, you know, a ministry doesn't feel comfortable, it's not possible in that church under that minister, because you can't force either side.
But again, this is where you need to be very careful, because if it's now law, I mean, yeah, if a church is not going to marry you, then you can go to another one. But by refusing to be the minister who marries these two people, are you A, running the risk of being tarred as homophobic, and B, are you actually going to start hitting anti-discrimination laws?
Mm. Expat Paul said, I'm not convinced that a non-homophobic argument against gay marriage actually exists. Which I can understand to a point, because...
That's a lot of negatives in that question. I'm not convinced that a non-homophobic argument against gay marriage actually exists. I can't get my head around that statement right now.
I think what he's trying to say there is... Most arguments against it are in their nature seen as homophobic.
Right. Okay.
I think I've got I had a friend who for quite some time the option of a civil partnership has been on offer to them. But they didn't want that. They wanted marriage. They wanted to be able to do the same as what a straight couple
exactly
would do.
Treated as equals.
So when people kept saying, why didn't you get into, you know, do the civil partnership thing? They were holding out for this. I'm hoping that they will go down the island and do it now because they can.
Mm.
And I know lots of straight couples who have held off getting married until their friends could do the same thing from a same-sex point of view.
Yeah.
Because of the principle of the thing. But at the end of the day, I still think it comes down to the very basic principle of love is love.
Hmm.
Whoever, if you have two people, whether they are tall, short, fat, thin, man, woman, woman, whatever, if they love each other, they're committed to each other, and they make the same promises as other people in that setup, fair play to them.
This is where people need to be treated as people and not be defined by how they act or how they feel.
Or by labels, yeah.
Precisely. You know, you speak to somebody in the street and you happen to know that they're homosexual. Are you speaking to a man or are you speaking to a gay man? It doesn't matter that they're gay, that they're Christian, Muslim, vegetarian, anything like that. At the end of the day, they're still human beings and they need to be treated as such.
Yeah.
But at the same time, and this is something that's been rattling around my head for the last few years, the people that are fighting for this level of equality need to also make sure that they don't label themselves.
Yeah.
With what they do. As much as I'm willing to accept, I've lost my track now because someone did something really silly in the chat room. I've completely lost the track now. Anyway.
No, I think, it is an interesting statistic. And whilst it's a shame that 20% of all Britons would shun one, flip it on its good side, 80% of people wouldn't. 80% of people would do as Bill and Ted said and be awesome to each other.
Mm.
And I'm happy to be in the 80%.
That's a very good...
philosophy for life.
Philosophy for life. There
you
go.
Be awesome to each other.
Indeed. Anyway, let's crack on with some more music, I think.
Yes.
This is yours.
It's me.
You wouldn't know because you've not been here.
This is not Dirk, this is Derek Atkinson and Carried Away.
Well, I wrote a song this is Chris from Insomnia Radio Canada, and you're listening to the always entertaining Dave and Carolyn on the Bugcast.
Lugar.
That was Vadon Rytek, I think, by Obsidian Shell, who are from Nagykata in Hungary. We have played Obsidian Shell a number of times before. This track, however, was taken from their 2008 album called Elysia. For some reason, we seem to be going back in time rather than forward. So they did actually release an album in 2012. But no, I decided to take one from their first album that they ever produced. Typical. If you'd like to find out more about Obsidian Shell, they have a website at obsidianshell.com.
And before that, it was Derek Anderson with Carried Away. Sorry?
Atkinson.
What did I say?
Anderson.
Mr. Anderson. Derek Atkinson with Carried Away from Detroit in Michigan. Described as alternative reggae rock, multi-instrumentalist, like Sublime, meets Modest Mouse. Get one of his free one-man jams at free.derekbatkinson.com. Happy rocking. Big supporter of Creative Commons, so all of his music is Podsafe and shareable under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike. Which means it can be used in any non-commercial podcasts, videos, remixes, mashups, shared with your friends, and it's also available for commercial licensing if you want to do that. And if you want to find out more, check out derekbatkinson.com.
You mentioned a concept there that I'm not familiar with. What is Podsafe?
That's Podsafe when your wife is tired and yawny.
Right, okay, fair enough. You had something you wanted to quickly mention?
Oh yeah, I bought a Groupon. I'm doing a how to write children's books, or how to write story books for children. 14 modules. I have to describe visually what just happened there. My husband's drinking tea. He has a big mouth. The tea bag ended up in his mouth, which wasn't supposed to happen.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it's a writing children books course, 14 modules. I've done the first two, I'm halfway through the third. It's actually quite interesting. I thought the first few modules would be a bit basic because I've been writing for a while. But actually, it's sort of pointing out to me some things that I've done in the past that probably made it harder for me to write. So actually, I think as a whole, it's going to be really good. I've also signed up for a screenwriter's course through Raindance Festival, which is, if you can imagine, Sundance Film Festival is for big Hollywood productions. Raindance is the independent option, counterpart.
But you said that Pulp Fiction.
Memento. A fair few pretty big films debuted through there. So obviously they weren't optioned as big Hollywood blockbusters at the time, but they got a good following. As a lot of independent books, films do. And it's run by Raindance Film Partnership. So it's a chap called Jürgen Wolf, or Jürgen Wolf, whatever you want to call him, who does a lot of actual real life workshops as well as other things. He's got lots of books out. So I'm looking forward to it once the code thing comes through and I can have a look. But I mean, the children's book, you can go on. You have unlimited access. This one, you have 12 months, the screenwriting one.
Fair enough.
That's probably my first two Groupons I've bought in a long, long time.
Well, the one prior to that was the Gara Rufus, wasn't it?
Steph brought that one. I bought a massage for both of us because she bought two vouchers for the fish thing.
Mm.
I bought two for the massage thing, but we never did the massage. I think we found it difficult to get an appointment.
Fair enough. Right, so it's almost last track time. Well, just with a very quick reminder that if you're in the UK or Europe, that the clocks go forward 1 hour this weekend at 2 a.m. GMT.
Tomorrow?
No, Saturday Sunday night. Morning.
Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
That means you get an hour less in bed.
We get an hour less sleep on Sunday, which is easy because you just go to bed earlier. Because what I used to do was to put my clock forward early evening, like 7, 8 o'clock. Because then you're kind of back in the time thingy. Anyway, blah, blah. Right, okay, so next week, the podcast episode 308, yes, and he said 200, will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday, the 4th of April at 9 p.m. UK time. If you'd like to get in contact with us, please do drop us an email. Feedback@thebugcast.org is our email address. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus. For details of all of this and more, plus the show notes for this and all previous shows, please do visit our website at thebugcast.org.
And then just visit our website anyway, because it's awesome and we're awesome and everybody's awesome when they're part of a team.
No, don't. Please. I
have that song
you.
Bouncing in my head because of you, so you're going to get
so
it back.
I am so happy. No, anyway.
Yes.
Last track time.
Yes. So, this last track comes from an artist called The Funeral Honours. The track's called Alone. They're from Moscow in Russia. I have linked to their Facebook page because they had no link on their profile, so I had to go and find it.
Dope.
Formed in 2008, Damon Walker and Michael Rubin decided to make their band famous worldwide. They built a fan base, and in 2009 they did a crowdfunded thing through slicethepie.com. 9 months of rallying and promoting, they got their $10,000 target and did their first brand new EP. They originated from California, but their story is an intriguing one because they've travelled many, many miles away to Moscow with the objective of taking their career to the next level. 6 months later, their artistic identity and debut album, Bad Dreams Still Mine, were born. They are a synth rock. They say they do a synth rock sound, which is something quite unique and showcases obvious influences coming from places like Depeche Mode and various other ones. Over the last 2 years, they've been earning their stripes on the Russian live scene. And they've supported some rather large established Russian acts. They're now looking to use the funds raised on Slice the Pie in order to record a brand new EP and build on where BDSM, Bad Dreams Still Mine, let off. I wonder if they made that, they did that on purpose.
Probably.
But anyway, so The Funeral Honours, Alone, from Moscow and Russia, and enjoy, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
See ya.
Twice a day, twice a day. Podcast submits its Creative Commons tracks to cchits.net, the site where you make the charts. If you have enjoyed these tracks, please vote for them using the links in the show notes. Or if you want to get even more involved, visit cchits.net.